Good morning, it's 13 degrees, which means it's time for a news update. Hello, I'm Tim Ray, and it's 17 degrees. Johnson & Johnson have recently announced record profits from the last financial year, owing their success to their ever-popular baby oil. Meanwhile, mothers across the country are reaping the financial benefits thanks to the recent boom in babies. Adelaide housewife Glenda Stevenson stated that she appreciated the financial support from companies such as Johnson & Johnson's. Hang on, how does that make sense? Johnson & Johnson are paying for the... producers telling me to move on to the next story.
Hey, look at that!
To sport. Across now to our sportscaster, Brad Broadstock.
Hey Tim, how's it going, mate?
Good thanks, Brad. What's happening in sport this week, Brad? I'll say that again. What's happening in sport this week, Brad?
Oh, Tim, mate, absolutely nothing happened. This week is the mid-season, non-competitive sport week, so absolutely no statistical information to report. Everyone's staying at home playing solitaire. Only amongst themselves, though. There's no way to accurately compare them with other people. So, hey, back to you, Tim, mate. Footy. Yeah.
Great. Good job, Brad. Your check's in the mail. To other sport now. And South Australian lawn bowls selectors are running out of options fast for the side that is to represent South Australia in the Australian Lawn Bowls Championship next week. Chief selector Reginald Livingston attributed the sudden shortage to the rise in heart attacks, strokes and hip replacements falling out of place. In other news, the Nine Network released today that there will be a 96-hour Antiques Roadshow Marathon this weekend. My, that's a big weekend. The shipping times for Friday. The Urticaria due in at 0530 hours and departing at 1300 hours. The SS Otteria due in at 1500 hours and departing at 1930 hours. And the Pasha Bulka is still listed as delayed. And now it's time for our own celebrity reporter, Mr. Hollywood himself, Richard Wright, live on the phone from LA.
Hello, Tim. Oh, my God, Tim, hello. Oh, my God.
Hi, Richard. What's up this week in the world of celebrities?
Tim, oh, you will not believe who's having a baby! I can't even believe it myself. I can't even tell you who it is. I'm so excited. Also, movies, they're coming out. Celebrities everywhere. They are everywhere. This is Celebrity City. Hollywood, woo!
Right, thanks, Richard. Who are the main players in the fashion industry at the moment?
Oh, my God, I can't really tell you right now. It's the darkest thing. I have a bit of a stalking problem. I've actually have this restraining order on me. I'm not allowed within 100 meters of the red carpet, so oh my god, it's Britney, oh my god. Oh wait, no, it's somebody else. Sorry, Tim.
Great, Richard, that's fantastic. Thanks again. All right, Richard, any scandals to report?
Oh, Tim, oh, yes, I can tell you. Tim, the gossip is that Angelina Jolie has a new stalker. And it's me. Back to you, Tim. Woo!
Great. Thanks, Richard. Our ever reliable Mr. Hollywood, Richard Wright, live on the phone there from LA. A quick weather check for tomorrow. The inner core remains stable at 9,000 degrees Celsius. It's back to the studio with Adam. You're on the yacht on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.